Welcome back. I'm Minister Melvin Hood. The show is called Love and Devotion on V100.7, Milwaukee's only hip hop and R&B home of, I don't know what we're home of. We're home of R&B and, of course, home of the best in gospel music. I'm excited. I know I've been talking about this all morning. I have a great friend on my jam line right now. Under Five, how are you doing?
I am doing great, Melvin.
You know, I'm just sitting here clowning. You know that right now, right?
Yes, sir.
Anytime I have a friend on the radio, especially a good friend like you, we go back pretty far now. I mean, we're pretty far back. A lot of listeners don't know that. But you have out a brand new single. I am so excited about this new single. And tell us the name of the single real quick.
The name of the single is entitled Stay Up.
What are some of the things you've been doing since the last time we've spoken on the radio?
Well, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom, a homeschool. I create and design clothing and working on music. So it's been a lot of different things, Melvin.
And I know by doing so many things that you do in life, you get a lot of, I'm sure you get a lot of invites to do a lot of singing, to do a lot of engagements, things like that. And of course, create new music like what you've just done. So in saying that, have you ever been discouraged in your journey to be the artist that you are today? And if you have had any discouragement, what would you tell a listener right now? Because listeners go up and down, am I right? And yes. some days are good and some days it's like, oh man, I can't get this right. Well, what are some of the things you can probably recommend to one of our listeners right now?
Well, I have to be honest. I've never been discouraged in pursuing music because music really has been my therapy.
Okay.
So I can say I've been discouraged in life, and I think that's something that many people can relate to. We've all been discouraged at one point or another, whether it's professional or personal. My number one source is God. It really is God and God's word. That is what gets me through every single time I've experienced just setbacks or traumatic experiences, disappointments. God's word has been faithful and it works. It's living and it's active.
One of your most memorable moments as an artist?
Ooh, you know what? A lot of people don't know. One of my favorite memories is when I did, I rapped at the Super Bowl alongside.
What?
Yeah, it was for the gospel celebration.
Oh my God.
It was the gospel celebration. Valerie Carter brought me out right after her. And it was amazing. I don't know how I was able to grace that stage. I went up after Mary Mary.
Wow. Oh my
yes,
God.
Yes, Mary Mary had went up right before Valerie Carter. And she went out, she said something, and then introduced me, and I came out.
Oh my God.
When I tell you, yes. So I was the only artist that touched that stage. Nobody knew who I was. The football player was calling me back on stage. And you know what I did?
Okay.
I was hiding under the stairs. People did not know that. Yes,
oh
that's
God.
One of my most memorable. Yes. I love to create and I love to deliver. But for some reason, I really don't like the spotlight on that kind of level.
Okay.
But that is one of my most memorable.
Ooh, boy, that's something else. How can our listeners follow you? What's the best way of them following you? I know it's Facebook and a whole lot of things out there.
Real simple, my website, IamUnder5, that's just the number 5.com. And if you go on there, then they can connect to all the social sites. But it is IamUnder5, everything, my website, Instagram, and Facebook.
The single Stay Up. How did you come up with the words of that song?
And it's a long story with this song, because initially it was going to be a different beat. What I felt on that particular beat in the chorus was saying it was talking about money, but in a different kind of way.
Okay.
And so when I began to write, I was writing from a perspective of, this is how I view things. This is how I view money, material. Like, nothing is greater than God's mercy to me. And when you listen to the chorus.
Okay.
You know, like, God is greater than everything. His mercy is everlasting. You know, what is new every morning? brand new what? Mercies every day.
Yes.
And I think that's something that people just in general, this not just for believers, this is people, even when we don't want nothing to do with God,
wow,
he is still gracious and merciful to allow us to breathe the very breath that we are breathing. There's nothing I can accomplish in life. I don't care what it is. I don't care any accolades people have for me. I don't care about the money I invest. I'm growing because I'm growing in knowledge with the things that God has given me and managing it well. But even in that managing what God has given me and watching it grow, I just want my heart posture to be, God, you're greater than all of this. I don't want these things to overcome me. You get what I'm saying? I want to continue to seek your kingdom first, and it will continue to be added to me.
Well, Undefined, let me just say this. You have just encouraged a lot of folks. Because, you know, a lot of folks listen to the Love and Emotion show, and I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate you doing that right now. But right now, you're going to introduce your new singles, Stay Up. So introduce that to our listeners right now.
Okay, well, thank you all for tuning in, and I just hope that this song encourages your heart, makes you move. People, get ready to listen to it. Stay up.
And what station is that being played on?
And that's, we are on V100.7. Let's go.
Sing the new gospel hits with Minister Melvin Hood on V100.7.
Feeling good with the little I got. When you experience real love, it don't take a lot. Matter of fact, it's better to have that than to have the hatred and the drama. I know that they try.
Every day I gotta stay up, stay up, stay up. Every day, that's what you gotta do. Stay up, stay up, stay up. Every day, stay up, every day. That's what you gotta do. Stay up every day. Yeah, you know I gotta stay up, that's what I'm gonna do. You know I gotta stay up, that's what I'm gonna do. I know how to rap, I'm gonna stay up every day. Yeah, you know I gotta stay up.
Oh my God, I'm loving it. Wait, hold on a minute. At the end of the song, don't tell me, was that your daughter singing at the end of the song?
Yes, yes.
How did that happen? How did you get her on the single?
No, she wanted to be on the single.
What?
And so she was at the studio with me. It was hilarious. And I just asked her, I said, Stinks, are you sure you want to do what you asked? She said, yes. I said, well, do you want to practice? She said, no. She went right in the booth, Melvin. And she just put some headphones on. I was really in awe. And she just went in there and freestyled her little part. I said, oh, wow.
Well, I hope you put a video to get together with this so we can, our listeners can see this. That, oh, my God. Under Five, Milwaukee. I want to say your real name, but I'm just going to say Under Five. I know a lot of
you
folks.
You can say my real name. Come on now.
Tell everybody your name.
My name is Carly. Carly.
All right. I want you to do that. Thank you so much for being a part of the Love and Emotion show. And so, you know, we're going to keep playing this, and it is in rotation. So you can hear it again right here on V100.7. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the meantime, here's Ty Tribbett. No Way I Can Live Without You. I'm Minister Melvin Hood. We're V100.7. Good morning.